As it fell out upon a day, two lovers they sat on a hill. They sat together a long summer's day, and could not take their fill. I am no love for you, Margaret, and you are no love for me. Before tomorrow at 8 of the clock, a rich wedding you shall see. Fair Margaret sat in her bower window, a combing of her hair, and there she espied sweet William and his bride as they were riding near. Down she laid her ivory comb, and up she bound her hair. She went away forth from the bower, but never more came there. When day was gone and night was come, and all men fast asleep, there came the spirit of fair Margaret, and stood at William's bed feet. God give you joy, you true lovers, in bride bed fast asleep. Lo, I am going to my green grass grave, and I am in my winding sheet. When day was come and night was gone, and all men waked from sleep, sweet William to his lady said, "My dear, I've cause to weep. I dreamed a dream, my dear lady, such dreams are never good. I dreamed thy bower was full of red swine, and my bride bed full of blood. Such dreams, my honored sir, they never do prove good. To dream thy bower was full of swine, and thy bride bed full of blood." He called up his merry men all, by one, by two, and by three, saying, "I'll away to fair Margaret's bower, by the leave of my lady." And when he came to fair Margaret's bower, he knocked at the ring. So ready were her seven brethren to let sweet William in. Then he turned up the covering sheet, "Pray let me see the dead. Methinks she looks both pale and wan, she has lost her cherry red. I'll do no more for thee, Margaret, than any of thy kin. For I will kiss thy pale wan lips, though a smile I cannot win." With that bespoke the seven brethren, making most piteous moan, "You may go kiss your jolly brown dame, and let our sister alone. If I do kiss my jolly brown dame, I do but what is right. For I made no vow to your sister dear, by day nor yet by night. Pray tell me then how much you'll deal of white bread and your wine. So much as is dealt at her funeral today, tomorrow shall be dealt at mine. Fair Margaret died today, sweet William he died on the morrow. Fair Margaret died for pure true love, sweet William he died for sorrow. Margaret was buried in the lower chancel, and William in the higher. Out of her breast there sprang a rose, and out of his a briar. They grew as high as the church top, till they could grow no higher. And there they grew in a true lover's knot, that made all people admire. Then came the clerk of the parish, as you this truth shall hear, and by misfortune cut them down, or they had now been there.